Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here too, ladies and gentlemen. This is fun for me. I enjoy doing this. I can't imagine. I've done a lot of different things in my life, and I can't imagine anything more fun than being able to spend some time with you and introduce you to some really smart people, some really cool folks, like our good friend Jim Donovan, who's with us now. Jim is the author of Handbook to a Happier Life, a simple guide to creating the life you've always wanted. And I tell you what, folks, I've had to do was read Jim's book, and I find happiness. He's our good friend, Jim. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
I know the key to your happiness, though, Jim.
Okay.
Georgia.
Yeah, there you go.
That's sweet Georgia part of it. Sweet Georgia Brown Donovan.
There you go.
That's the key to your happiness. Hey, Jim, you know, you probably like me. You probably know a lot of people, especially women. For some reason, women get into the holidays, the Christmas spirit, more than men do. And I don't know why, but they do. But you know, it's not just women. You know a lot of people who are probably just giddy and happy and bouncing around during the holidays. You know, they can't imagine. It's like the they spend 10, 11 months of the year waiting for this time so they can get all excited about it. But it's not the case with everybody, is it?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, this is one of the most challenging times of year for most people. I think the suicide rates go up. All kinds of things happen around this time of year because of the pressure that people feel from the holidays. And from
is the deal with all the pressure?
Oh, I don't know. I think we're pressured to buy things, and we got to get out in the stores. And, you know, I did something I've never done before. The day after Thanksgiving, just by coincidence, I was driving past the Walmart, and I said, stopped in. Yeah, and I went in.
No, Jim, say it ain't so.
It was about 8:30, and I went in just to see what it looked like. And it was pretty frantic even that late.
How did you get in?
It wasn't that bad. By then,
you could have been hurt. Jim, you could have been hurt.
Yeah. No, the rush was at 5 or 6 o'clock. And then,
okay.
And they all went home and went to bed.
They'd gone to eat breakfast. They'd gone to Cracker Barrel or something.
Yeah, they were all out of there.
They'd gone to Denny's or something to get breakfast.
People have been so key that they've got to get into the stores at 5 o'clock. There were places in California. There were malls opening at midnight.
Why?
There was some guy that was there from 8 o'clock in the morning so he could get a good deal on a big screen television. I got to tell you, there's nothing I want badly enough.
No.
To sit in the line from 8 a.m. till midnight.
I had all the lines I wanted in the Army. After the Army, I said, no more lines.
Yeah, I don't do lines. Thank you. Basic training was the last. That was
lines.
I'm out of here, folks.
Lines and buses. I don't do lines or buses.
You could tell anybody was in the military on that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the thing about it is, though, is we do this to ourselves, don't we?
Yes, we do. The other day, just to finish the thought, I don't eat chipped beef either. That was the other Army thing. Anyway, let's not get off on that tangent.
Or green eggs, though. And by the way, if Dr. Seuss thinks he invented green eggs, the Army invented green eggs, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
But anyway, Jim, the thing is that we do this to ourselves.
And
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you, Jim, I have chosen a long time ago to step aside and let this frenetic nonsense go right by me.
Yeah. If you want to be crazy, have a good time. I'm not participating.
No. And you know how I do this, Jim, and it's my own little world, and it really irritates some of the people in my family, I'm afraid. I don't get all worked up about the holidays. I'm a spiritual person. I'm a Christian. This is an important time in my faith life, all that. But as I know you are, but the thing about it is that the way I handle that is I don't wait till Christmas to be generous.
Yeah.
If I want you to have something, I'm going to give it to you in July.
Yeah. Preferably, because then it stands out a little more.
Well,
but I think there's a lot of things. There's family pressures. You know, I was just thinking, it just triggered a thought. My mother, rest her soul, every year around Christmas time, right around between Thanksgiving and Christmas, she would be sick. I mean, every time I remember her ever being in the hospital, it was during the holiday season.
Hmm.
And the irony was she died the day before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
She checked out. I mean, I could have called. I could have made money on betting on that.
Yeah.
Just because. But,
well, yeah, what was the line? What was the line in Vegas? That was probably up in the sports book or something.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it was, you know, there was something that, that she had anchored to the holidays that made her uncomfortable.
What happened? Was there something?
Was
there some history there or something?
I don't know. I never, you know, just I think it was just the family pressure maybe, or yeah. I don't know. Maybe there was something going back to her childhood. I don't really know. I never understood it.
Well, parents do this to themselves. My kids have to have one more thing to open or whatever. Baloney.
Yeah,
Jim. When I was growing up, and I'm not going to, this is not going to be one of those I walk to school uphill both ways, you know, kind of story. But we didn't have a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, you know, Christmas is where I got one thing.
Yeah.
I remember I was probably 12 years old, and my Christmas present, my whole Christmas, was an AM radio.
Uh-huh.
That's all it did. It wasn't a clock. It didn't alarm.
Right.
It was a little gray. I'll never forget as long as I live. A little gray AM radio. You know what? I still remember it, and it was the most wonderful present I ever got.
Sure.
I loved it. And I got one thing. What gets me about all this is all the things that we buy for kids, and what do they appreciate?
We are getting a little overdone with that stuff. I mean, my wife was.
How do we get off that train, Jim?
That's a good question. I don't know. My wife was talking to this shoe salesman friend of hers at Neiman's last night. And it was a woman came in and said, my daughter did really well in school. I want to buy her something. She bought her an $800 pair of Manolo Blahnik shoes.
Holy mackerel. See, I don't even know what the only part of what you said that I recognize is shoes. I don't know what that other stuff is.
I don't know Manolo's. Okay, we're going to get you into the shoe game. Let me talk
and you know a guy, you know what, folks, you always can tell a guy whose wife spends too much money at Neiman Marcus when all he says is Neiman's.
Yeah, right.
You know his wife spends too much time, and he knows all the shoe names.
I know Jimmy Choo and, you know, Lambert and Truex and all these people. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you get when you know the designer names, you know you're spending too much time in the mall.
So how do we do this, Jim?
We really have to start looking, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, my wife told me that, and I said, well, you know, the kid got good grades in school, and if the parents got that kind of money, go for it. Who cares? It's only money. You know, so there is another
side. Well, wait
a
minute. I care a little bit.
Yeah, why?
What about, what if we gave the kid what they really needed and gave that money to somebody who was hungry?
I'm kind of warped that way, folks.
Now, see, this is why they call me Scrooge around here, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jim Donovan is our guest. His book is called Handbook to a Happier Life, and it's wherever books are sold. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and also check out the blog while you're there. I think you'll like it. And all the other stuff there, including finding Jim Donovan's name in our brain trust list and going and seeing all the wisdom he's deposited with us over the last 8 or so years. Jim, and by the way, folks, Jim's book is Handbook to a Happier Life. That's one of them. Jim, give us your website and tell us what else is there.
Yeah, my website is www.jimdonovan, JimDonovan.com. JimDonovan.com.
And the books, we can find all your books there.
You can find my books there. There's if you sign up for my newsletter, which you enjoy,
Jim's
complimentary audio. And
Jim's Gems, by the way, folks.
Yeah, Jim's Gems. Since 1991,
I've
been doing that on the web.
Yeah, he took my name. I wanted that name, Jim. You knew that, right?
Oh, okay. No, I started that one more.
When I started doing my newsletter, I was thinking of Jim's Gems, and then here comes your newsletter. And I said, wait a minute.
Actually, there was a crystal shop up in New Jersey, the guy had, he spelled it differently. I spelled it with two J's, Jim's. But I've been doing that since 91, pre-internet. I was on CompuServe and AOL, and it's been fun. That led to everything. That's the interesting thing about doing what you love.
He's one of the pioneers, folks.
Do things that you enjoy, and that grew into what is now 6 or 7 books, and just keeps on going.
Hey, Jim, there are, we were joking earlier in the previous segment about how silly people are about Christmas, and I was admitting to my scrooginess sometimes just because I'm basically a contrarian. But here, Jim, here's the thing. There are real life challenges out there in the holidays that people are having difficulty dealing with. It's not a joke. It's a serious thing. They've got financial problems. They've got family problems. They've got maybe some mental illness problems. Some dependency problems. What are your suggestions for them?
Well, that is a challenge. Like I said, it's the highest suicide rate of the year. People have family issues and they get caught up in the commercialism. I think it's all about controlling your communication with yourself. It's about controlling your own emotions. What am I telling myself? Because we create how we feel, okay? It's really simple. We take a bunch of words, we string them together, we call them a sentence, that becomes the thought. We start thinking that, running that script in our head over and over again. We have that thought. The more we hold that thought, the more we create that emotion, which creates our actions, which creates our results. Mm-hmm. So if you want to change how you feel, you go back to the beginning. You go back to the words. You go back to what you're telling yourself and start flipping it. Do gratitude lists. So what am I grateful for in my life? I don't care. I do this work as a volunteer in a prison, and I can get guys doing a gratitude or women doing a gratitude list. They're sitting in jail finding things to be grateful for. You can always find something no matter what the situation is. You don't have to have money to enjoy Christmas. I've got through Christmases with no money and had a great time.
Are you talking about like Pollyanna's Glad Game? Remember that?
No, the Glad that must Game, be an Alabama thing.
Well, no, it's Pollyanna.
That didn't
the movie,
make it to New York. Jeff.
The movie Pollyanna was wonderful back then. You're old enough to remember Pollyanna. She played the Glad Game.
Okay, yeah. What am I glad? What am I happy about?
Yeah.
And you can always find little things. I'll tell you, one of the most memorable Christmases I have was, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. I got up one Christmas morning. I was with Georgia. And I said, I want to do something besides open presents. And we got a lot of stuff sitting here under a tree, and that's great. We're very fortunate. I went in my closet. I started pulling out clothes that I didn't love anymore. And I put a bag together, and I drove to a homeless shelter, and I gave them to the person. And I felt better from doing that.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, wow,
maybe,
that was
so
really
are you
great.
Saying, Jim, that maybe, it's easy to tell somebody, recognize your blessings. But you know what?
Yeah.
If they're in a funk, they're not going to be, it's not easy for them to find their blessings. So maybe the first thing, rather than just recognize your blessings, maybe that's where you get to. Maybe that's where you're headed. Maybe the first thing is you say, ask yourself this question. How much of my life is all about me?
Yeah. Well,
what would it take for me to stop? For my life to stop being all about me, and maybe it's about somebody else. And here's one more thing I think you got to do, Jim. Whatever you decide to do that's not about you, figure out a way to do it where nobody knows you did it.
Yeah, that was the thing. I showed up, and that's another one of the little strategies. Is anytime that we do something to give, we feel better. The better to give than receive. That's not a cliche. I mean, I love to receive things. It's fun. That's great. But when we can give something to another person or we can contribute something somewhere, we get much more. We get a double satisfaction. We get the satisfaction of having done it, and we get all the good feelings that come from feeling that we could do that.
And believe it or not, folks, try that. Try to do something outrageously selfless and generous, and do it where nobody knows you did it. Or if you have to use an intermediary, sometimes you do, maybe someone at church or something like that, somebody has to help you, make this happen. Tell them, I don't want anybody else to know that I did this.
Yeah.
Now, when you do that, Jim, there's a benefit to that kind of behavior that probably will surprise you the first time.
Yeah, Tony Robbins talked about that. He used to pretend he was the delivery guy and bring bags of food to people. And now they have a brigade. They feed about 250,000 or 500,000 people every year on Thanksgiving.
Hey, Jim, I can just see that. Who was at the door, honey? I don't know, some huge guy with big teeth.
With perfect hair,
and big teeth. Hey, Jim, give us the website one more time. Give us the website one more time.
www.jimjimdonovan.com. Jim Donovan. Donovan.com.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Happy holidays and best
My
of Georgia.
My pleasure. To you.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. Can't do without him. Quick break. Right back with Dr. David Gratzer right after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.